You're listening to the Totally Useless Information Podcast with Nick and Roy, brought to you in part by Napoli Ristorante and Pizzeria, a landmark of its own in Niagara Falls, Ontario, and by DeMarlo Salon and Spa of Naples, Florida, hair, nails, massage, and skincare for more than 15 years at the Naples location.
Lisa Sparks has a world record in what?
If you're having a serving of prairie oysters, what are you eating exactly? I'm Nick.
And I'm Roy. And we scour the internet for information
you really don't need. So thank you for joining us as we discover topics like food, science, sex, and animals, and even open up a mailbag on
Totally Useless Information. It's everything you never needed to know. By listening once a week, you get smarter than you think. The Totally Useless Information Podcast, hosted by Nick and Roy.
Well, hello there once again, and welcome to another episode of the Totally Useless Information Podcast. Hello, Roy. How are you today?
I'm a little under the weather, but that's okay.
You got that Barry White thing going on.
Oh, yeah. You know, one of the things they say, it's feed a cold.
In that case, how about this?
Hey, everybody. Come and get it. Your weekly sweet and savory facts with your five-star Michelin chefs of Totally Useless Information, Nick and Roy. Come and get it!
Candy. Everyone loves candy. I like candy. The Arabs invented caramel, which was originally used for hair. That's right. What? They built the first sugar refinery in the world. The Indians were actually the first to make sugar candy in about 250 AD. In the 14th century, Venetians began to import sugar to make candy. And during the Middle Ages, sugar candies became really, really popular. The candy was categorized and sold as a drug, which is why it helped you with your hair. Candies were exclusively for the wealthy people because sugar was very, very expensive.
The aroma of wine can arouse men and women sexually.
Ooh.
Yes. The scent is believed to replicate pheromones. And what happens is, like, for instance, once you drink like two or three bottles of wine, everybody looks better anyway. I mean, women tend to look more sexy after two bottles of wine, but so I don't know if the scientists know what the hell they're talking about. Maybe they just were drinking it and they were like, this is making me feel sexy.
That's right. Red or white? Pumpernickel bread is a dark rye bread that, depending on who you are, either you like or don't like. Are you a fan of pumpernickel bread, by the way?
I like it for certain things. When I was a kid, my grandmother was German, so we'd get pumpernickel bread and liverwurst, which sounds so disgusting, but I don't eat liver, but I do eat liverwurst, so it's weird.
Well, it may be weird, but yes, you're right. German scholars knew that pumpernickel was really good, but pumpernickel in German, the translation means the devil's fart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Before pumpernickel was called devil fart, it was named the Krankbrot, which meant sick bread, making you wonder why people kept baking it, and everyone seemed to hate it as much as we do.
Yeah, the Germans don't have much of a sense of humor or know how to name stuff, you know? Like, they said in the 80s, they said, what's a good, Volkswagen commercial? And they were like, Pfaffenhagen. Oh, my God. The first fried pickle was served at the Duchess Drive-In in Atkins, Arkansas in 1963. Till this day, each May, they have an Arkansas Pickle Fest. Arkansas is known for other pickle fests. Remember Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky in the White House?
Allegedly. I did not eat pickles. You know what? When he said, hold the pickle, she misunderstood.
Exactly. He was just putting in an order, so to speak.
So, yes, he was. So here's my teaser. Prairie oysters.
Mm.
Rocky Mountain oysters or meatballs are also known as prairie oysters in Canada.
I know what they are.
You might think, do I need to go to like the lake or the seashore? No. It's a dish made of bull testicles.
You need to go down under.
The organs are deep fried after being skinned.
Down underwear, in the underwear.
The organs are often deep fried after being skinned, coated in flour, pepper and salt for seasoning.
Sounds like marriage.
And sometimes pounded flat.
Oh, that's definitely marriage. There you go.
This delicacy is most often served as an appetizer.
That's right. Somebody said to me once, where are your testicles? I said, they're in my wife's handbag. Okay, the first pumpkin pie was actually, now get ready for this one, was actually a hollowed out pumpkin filled with milk, sugar, honey, and other ingredients, and then placed into the fire to cook. And then once it cooked, it was scooped out like a pudding. So it was actually the inside of the pie, but not a pie itself. So the pumpkin pie started out as filling the pumpkin up and setting the entire pumpkin into the fire and then eating it out of the pumpkin. So I thought that was pretty interesting as a food fact.
Pumpkin pie, anybody?
The kitchen is now closed. Join us next time on the Totally Useless Information Podcast for more sweet and savory morsels of useless food information.
See you real soon!
On the Totally Useless Information Podcast. So before we go on to the science section, which is next, we just talked about food. We have to, first of all, welcome to our family a brand new sponsor to the Totally Useless Information Podcast. Napoli Ristorante and Pizzeria in Niagara Falls, Ontario. This place is incredible. Why is it incredible? Because it's all about family. They tell you that the two words that have kept their customers coming back for more than 30 years is family tradition. They pride themselves on treating everyone that walks through their door like family and providing them with the highest quality of food.
And I was just up the last time I was in Canada to see you guys. I stopped there and spent a day or two with them. Guys, this restaurant is amazing to the point where I can't even explain it. And I was in the restaurant business. They make everything. Pastas, gnocchi. They make the sausage. They make the dried sausage. They make the prosciutto. They make everything. They don't buy anything. Everything is produced from the best. They'll take tomatoes and wait for them to ripen before making sauce with them. I mean, it's so unbelievably odd, but when you taste the food, you will not believe what you're tasting. It is that good.
It's like no other Italian restaurant you've ever been to. Napoli Ristorante and Pizzeria, located at 5485 Ferry Street in Niagara Falls, Ontario, steps away from the falls. It's a great tourist destination, but check them out. You have to call for reservations. It's highly recommended. They're always busy, but call them at 905-356-3345. 905-356-3345.
And tell them that you heard it on the Totally Useless Information Podcast.
Check them out on the website, NapoliRistorante.ca, NapoliRistorante.ca, and you'll see why Napoli Ristorante and Pizzeria has become a landmark of its own in Niagara Falls, Ontario.
Einstein was a moron. Newton was a jerk. A equals nothing. It's science, science, science.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Roy. In a previous show, we actually had the sound of a mummy. The mummy was, they took the larynx and the voice box and they digitally printed it and then blew air through it. And we got to actually hear what the mummy would sound like. And it was like, like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, this one is interesting. People fart after they die because gases are trapped in their muscles. And so they fart. After they die, this gas is released.
According to a group of your favorite French researchers, cold weather will see an increase in heart attacks in people. I see you're feeling much better. Especially as they get older. A 10 degrees Celsius decrease in daily temperature was associated with 13% increase in the rate of people having heart attacks. Hmm. So the French have discovered that cold weather will see an increase in heart attacks in people.
Really? Well, then is there any way that we can move the entire country of France to, let's say, Antarctica? Okay, 10% of Europeans are immune from getting AIDS, HIV. This sounds crazy, but this is true. Because in the Middle Ages, we had the great plagues in the Middle Ages. Some of these people in their families have built up an immunity. It's called the mutation. It's a genetic mutation known as CCR5-A32. Okay. You didn't think I was going to get that technical, but I did. I went and did it. Because of the great plagues, they built up this genetic abnormality in their system, and they cannot get AIDS or HIV. They're immune to it.
A record for the most snow falling in one day is 145 centimeters or 57 inches
Wow.
or 4 3/4 feet. It happened on February 11th, 1999, in British Columbia. That's Western Canada, just above Seattle. What's remarkable was that a previous one-day snowfall record was 114 centimeters of snow, or 44 inches, or 3.67 feet. On June 29th,
June.
June 29th, at the end of June, the previous one-day snowfall record was 114 centimeters of snow.
Okay, Charles Osborne spent 68 years of his life hiccuping every day.
No.
Yes, for 68 years, this man hiccuped every day. As a baby, he hiccuped every day. This must have been a horrible thing to hiccup every day. Then, out of nowhere, it stopped. Okay? So for 68 years, it happened, and then all of a sudden, it just stopped. Well, poor old Charles died at 69. So just think of the irony. A year
Yeah.
before he dropped dead, he stopped hiccuping.
Some of the remedies to get rid of hiccups is drink a glass of water really quickly, pull hard on your tongue,
Yeah.
bite on a lemon,
Yeah.
gargle with water. Okay.
Don't you think that Charles, after 68 years, had gone through a few of these? You know, I mean, the guy for 68 years was hiccuping. He wakes up one morning, he's like, "I'm not hiccuping anymore. I can't believe it. What am I gonna do with my life?" Ah! He dies of a freaking heart attack.
Lack of sleep, by speaking of sleeping, but lack of sleep and sugar cravings, they have something in common. A new study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association reveals that a link between sleep deprivation and high-calorie food cravings, particularly in women. The survey of nearly 500 women between the ages of 20 and 76 found that those who reported poor sleep quality or lack of sleep also consumed more foods and high sugars and saturated fats and caffeine.
Einstein was a moron. Newton was a jerk. He equals nothing. It's science, science, science.
On a totally useless information podcast.
What's in the mailbag? What's in the mail?
Hey, I heard that you have a guest. That'll be like the first time we've ever had a guest. This is a new thing for the show, ladies and gentlemen. Nick?
That's right, Roy. We have our very first guest here on the Totally Useless Information podcast. And it's my colleague Dave Bradley from the radio station. He has another bit of useless information. Dave, what do you got?
Well, I'm honored to be here, first and foremost, but I saw this while reading the back of a compostable coffee pod box.
Thank you for being so considerate of the earth.
Well, it made me kind of go, huh? And so I thought maybe everybody else would share in this interesting little tidbit. To make it compostable, they make that little hard ring at the top. It's a Keurig cup, so it needs a hard ring to sort of sit into the little coffee maker thing.
Yeah.
But what I read was that the ring is made using coffee chaff.
What?
I know. So it's I would imagine that that would just normally go to waste. What they're doing is making a pulp, and they're able to form this into a ring, so it does eventually break down and goes back to the earth.
That is amazing. The coffee chaff, of course, is like the skin of the coffee bean that's kind of waste.
Right.
And so there's an Ontario-based machine that forms this mold. So go Canada, right? That's pretty cool. And then they make this molding machine and they make this hard ring. And next thing you know, Mother Earth is really happy that you just had another cup of coffee.
This is fantastic. I'm going to go have one right now.
Dave, thank you very much for being our very first guest here on the Totally Useless Information Podcast. Coffee's on us.
Hey, fantastic. The deal gets better.
Accommodations for guests of the Totally Useless Information Podcast are provided by our guests. Transportation is provided by public transit, because we don't have a budget yet.
Yeah. What's his name?
Dave. Dave Bradley.
Dave Bradley is a tree-hugging hippie.
This is totally useless information. We welcome it. If you have a totally useless information, send us an email like Dave did, and maybe you could be in our next podcast, TUIpodcast@outlook.com.
Bom chicka bow wow,
chicka bow wow,
bom chicka bow wow,
wow wow,
chicka bow wow.
Oh yeah, all about sex.
Oh yeah, I know. Now, once again, so that you know, we do not get too graphic here on the Totally Useless Information.
Says you.
But according to the lawyers, we got to tell you about this.
The following segment of the Totally Useless Information Podcast may be too sultry and too sexy for some listeners. To the rest of you, please keep your hands where we can see them. Nick and Roy are not responsible for any monkey business as a result of this segment.
Now, if you're having monkey business because you love the sounds of our voice, boy, you need help. When their heads hit the pillow, women tend to have more nightmares.
Yeah, of course.
While men dream of sex more often.
Yeah.
The study, which included nearly 200 male and female young adults, they found that women's nightmares can be broadly divided into three categories: fearful dreams, like being chased or life-threatened, losing a loved one, and confused dreams. When the ladies' dreams did head into the naughty direction, they reported more kissing and sexual fantasies about other dream characters. Men, meanwhile, reported more of the actual deed.
Yeah, of course, because the women dream of, like, you know, we talk after sex, you know, where the men are just like, all right, get in line, form a line, Heidi and her friends, German dindle-wearing friends, accordion music in the background, which I don't know why, but that sounds good right now.
Sure.
One in five Americans have indulged in sex with a colleague at work. One out of every five have had sex with a colleague at work. Now, how screwed do I get? It's just me and Nick.
Yes. You know what? What if you're self-employed?
I tell you, you talk about birth control, Nick. I'm sorry, but for me, you're birth control.
1,500 miles away, the most successful long-distance relationship on record. Heavier men have more endurance than thin ones. Research in Turkey did a year-long study on a relationship between male sexual performance and those who had a larger BMI, body mass index. It turns out that men who have a higher BMI lasted an average of 7 minutes in bed, while smaller men in weight can barely keep it going for 108 seconds.
What?
The study shows that larger men, their excess fat, develop more female sex hormones, which prolongs reaching the finish line, and leaner men showed a greater chance of premature ejaculation. So when a lean guy may fit the status quo, it looks like larger men win the trophy in the end.
Intercourse has been called many things, so I listed a few.
I'm sure you did.
Afternoon delight, dancing in the mattress. This one I've never heard. Rumbusticating. Then the ever popular German one, stupping. There goes my dream. Are we going to stop again? Okay, but anyway. Okay. And then the horizontal mambo. I like that one. And my favorite, though, of all time is coitus. It's so scientific, you know? It's like, would you like to engage in coitus? Yeah. Can you imagine that? It's just unbelievable that there's a lot more that I really couldn't say without turning this channel into something really disgusting.
Yeah, exactly. So I imagine if you were up for an afternoon coitus session.
Yeah. Well, coitus, or what I call it, is something we do every once in a while.
Which is?
No. Okay. That's what I tell my wife. Coitus is something that we do every once in a while.
Trying for a specific baby gender has a lot to do with how hot you get. No, not that kind of hot. But according to scientists at the University of Munster in Germany, if you want a son, you wait 1 month after a heat spell and then start trying to conceive. If you wish for a girl, wait for a month after a cold spell.
Yes, very true, and a true story. A scientist from Einstein Medical Center in New York actually said to me that if you want to increase the chances of having a boy, sit in a bathtub full of ice before having sex. You will increase having a boy by, like, you know, 40%, which is amazing. And I did it, and I have a boy. And I also have these large blue testicles that... Here's my teaser. Yeah. I'm doing my teaser. Lisa Sparks did something to win a world record. Lisa Sparks is a well-known porn star. Well, at least she is to guys that will admit knowing her, but she's...
I've never heard of her.
Never heard of her, right? No, I figured that. She had intercourse with 919 men, ready, in 24 hours.
Oh.
She set a world record for having sex with men in 24 hours, 919. Boy, her family must be proud of her. Huh? I always knew she'd be great at something.
Yeah, that's right.
Hold on, let me put my tooth back in. It fell out. 919. You know, was it 919 different men? Did some go twice? Did some go three times? We don't know the true facts. Did she know the names of any of these people? Did she get the names of these people? I mean, that's kind of like, you know, something you'd want to...
I don't know, but I'll know one thing. At least a couple of those guys had blue balls.
Bow, chicka, bow, wow.
Chicka, bow, wow.
Bow, chicka, bow, wow.
Wow, wow.
Chicka, bow, wow.
Oh, yeah.
On the Totally Useless Information podcast.
DeMarlo.
You want to do something nice for your wife? Go to DeMarlo. You want to do something nice for your husband? Go to DeMarlo. Why, Roy?
Because DeMarlo Salon and Spa is awesome. That's why. They're the premier salon and spa in Southwest Florida. They're located in Naples, Florida, on the corner of Vanderbilt Beach Road and Collier Boulevard. That's in Naples, Florida, on Collier Boulevard and Vanderbilt Beach Road. They've been there for over 17 years. DeMarlo Salon and Spa. They do hair, skin care, nails, massage. They do it all. They are unbelievably known. It is a very heavy tourist area. So there's people from all over the world, and DeMarlo services people from all over the world. You really have to go in there and see what they do. And I know Nick knows because, well, he was down here in Florida. He and his lovely wife went there, and they had a great time too, because you leave there feeling fantastic, looking fantastic. It's just one of those things. The phone number is 793-2020. It's DeMarlo Salon and Spa. You can find them online at demarlosalon.com. And definitely go to DeMarlo Salon and Spa.
Animals, crazy animals.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Roy.
You will keep red goldfish in a room without light for quite a long time. They will turn white.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing you should know, if you have goldfish, be careful how much you feed it, because dry fish food can make your favorite goldfish constipated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. The old turning them white. you know?
Well, they'll turn red again. They'll turn red again when they're trying to poop.
Real, I'm sure. I mean, just stuff up a damn little goldfish like that. I mean, he's a little thing. Well, speaking of fish, starfish might be big stars. No pun intended.
There you go. Yeah.
But they're not too damn smart. In fact, they don't have a brain. Starfish are what's called radically symmetric animals. They fall into the class of radically symmetric animals and have no brains.
Have you encountered, if you've encountered a venomous snake?
All the time.
Okay, there's one way to determine if a snake is venomous. You look at its underbelly.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a single row of scales leading to its anal plate.
Oh, my God. I let me stop you for 1 second. Nick,
what?
To all the listeners, this is a good disclaimer. If you see a snake, run. Do not sit there and go, I really need to check out the underbelly and see if the scales are running in the transfer direction.
It's a single row of scales leading to its anal plate. The snake is venomous.
Leading to where?
To its anal plate.
Yes.
So if there's a double row of scales, you'll be okay.
Oh, that's good. By that time, you're dead. You got these big fangs in your neck and you're dead at that point. And you're like, I found it. He's poisonous. You fall down. There is a program, okay, in prison where, and we spoke on one show about a program in prison where the prisoners get dogs that are on death row, which I laughed about because I said they take the death row dogs and give them to the death row inmates. It's pretty funny. But this program, they give prison inmates dogs and they train them as seeing eye dogs, and many of the prisoners say that it makes them feel like they're making amends. So, and the blind people that receive these dogs have now been reporting missing things like jewelry and wallets and so on. So they're training the dogs to steal.
So a testicle warmer for bulls was a hot product in the 1990s in the prairies here in Canada.
Yeah, well, you know, you guys are, worried about bulls and things like that, I guess. You brought that up.
Yep. Shortly thereafter, the product called the Oyster Oven was recalled because the bull's scrotum got too hot.
Yeah, you don't want to overheat a bull's scrotum.
No, the polyfleece satchel was attached to the bull's scrotum with Velcro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Imagine the look on the bull's face when they pulled the Velcro apart.
Yeah, sounds comfortable, right? Sounds comfortable.
Protected. So this satchel attached to the bull's scrotum with Velcro protected the bull from wind chill and frostbite in the winter. The last thing you need is frostbitten balls.
Well, I told you, I have frostbitten balls that time with the ice bath.
The bathtub, yes, of course. We should have given you one of these satchels. But here's the problem.
The oyster.
Veterinarians. What happened? Sorry.
Had I known about the oyster keepers, I would have, you know, but that's the whole idea of it.
Oyster oven.
I think the whole story is a bunch of bull.
Veterinarians were concerned because the bull's testicle would get too warm, he almost went through puberty there, maybe because of the hot balls, because the bull's testicles would get too warm, causing infertility or sterility.
Yeah, that's the whole reason why the bulls are hanging low there. They need to be kept cool. They need to be outside of the body, and they like to be at a lesser temperature. Yeah, that is a scientific fact, you know, but the bulls, the bull's balls, could you imagine the bull's face, though? He's like... And they do this to me every day. Here they come again.
Do that to me one more time.
Do you mind warming your hands before you put those on? Okay, listen. Chicks. Baby chicks.
Okay, I'm glad you finished that sentence. Yeah.
Chicks in general dig me, but chicks, they communicate with each other and their mother before they hatch. They communicate with each other and their mother while they're inside the shell with a series of tapping noises and noises that they make inside. They can communicate with the others and their mother. So I guess they communicate and say, you know, guys, let's go. We're all going to do this together. You know, it's kind of like You get one, like, motivational chick, I guess. Come on, we can do it!
Yes, and that chick came out of her shell.
Animals, 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 crazy animals.
I'm not feeling well, so I made myself some lentil soup. Before that,
oh,
I had some
gee, thanks.
Bean
poor,
soup.
Your poor wife.
Yeah.
Your poor wife.
Some bean soup and a little broccoli cheddar. No, I was looking up a thing on you Canadian people, because we're doing a thing for Canadian stuff, so we look up all kinds of information. We don't have lives, folks. And it was one thing about you guys eating cheddar cheese, this the amount that you guys eat. Do you know what it is? 23 pounds a year, Canadians, on average.
Wow.
That's a lot of cheddar cheese.
That's a lot of cheese to cut.
I just threw that in there at the end, you know? It's like an added bonus, folks. The show was supposed to end, but we just keep going here. Folks, I'm going to sleep right now because I have probably like 103 fever. So that's all the time that we have for this episode of the Totally Useless Information Podcast.
And as we said, we will have more for you next time, we promise.
So in the meantime, tell a friend about the trend.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Roy.
Thanks for listening.